Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this episode we're going to be talking about how to set up and broadcast to multiple cam sites at the same time using Splitcam. For those who have never heard of what Splitcam is, it's basically a small program that goes onto your computer, very quick, very easy to set up. That allows you to broadcast to multiple webcam sites at the same time using one camera. What makes Splitcam so good is that it's 100% free and it's extremely easy to set up. I'm going to show you how to do it today. So why do you need a program like Splitcam to broadcast on multiple sites? Well, it takes a lot of the pressure off of your CPU and your memory to broadcast onto multiple platforms because you're only using the one webcam. You're using one interface to direct where your streams go into. There's less pressure on your computer to make sure everything's running smoothly and there's no hiccups. So I'm going to now show you how to download and install it and set it up to broadcast on multiple platforms at the same time. First you want to do is go over to splitcam.com and download and install the version of Splitcam for your device, whether it be Mac or on your PC. I've left the link in the top of the description so you can easily get onto the site. Once you've downloaded and installed Splitcam, open it up and it should automatically detect your camera and your microphone at the same time. If it hasn't already detected your webcam and your microphone, I'll go through at the end of the video on how to get those settings added to your dashboard. As you can see, the interface is really simple to use. There's not loads of buttons and stuff to push. It's very simple, very straightforward on how to get it set up. So first of all, you want to click in the plus sign on the top right-hand side of your screen. And then you're going to get a little menu pop up that says add channels. That's what you want to click onto. What's going to happen then is a window is going to pop up with loads of little tiles on for different webcam sites. I'm going to use Chatterbait to start off with, so I'm going to click on that. Then you're going to get a screen pop up that says that you need to fill out a name. This can be literally anything. Don't worry, just put whatever you like in there. It's for your benefit to know which model name you're using or something like that. If you're using a different name on different accounts, you can identify where you're streaming to and which account you're using at the same time. So fill out that name. It automatically knows where you're trying to broadcast to, so you don't need to change the server settings. It's automatically detected. And you need your streaming key. If you don't know where to find that, then check out this video just above me. That will take you through the process of finding a streaming key on your webcam site. Once you've clicked save, you will be taken back to the main page. If you wanted to only stream on one webcam site, you could go live now. So just go ahead and click the live button and you will start broadcasting onto that platform. You will have to open your cam model chat to see what's going on. There's no messages that it's going to come through on this dashboard. So you're still going to have to open your webcam model page and dashboard to see what your chat's saying. To add more webcam sites, you click up again in the top right hand side and follow the same process. So add more channels, click on the site you want to broadcast to, fill out your stream name, stream key, and save and close the page. If a webcam model site isn't listed on the add channel page that you're trying to broadcast onto, you're going to have to add it manually yourself. And you're going to do that by clicking on the custom button. You're going to have to fill out the same information as you did before, but the only difference this time is you're going to need to know your stream URL. If you don't know what this is for your webcam model site, then contact their support team. They should be able to provide it to you and you can just copy and paste that into this box. If you're finding the video useful so far, then please click on the like and subscribe button. What you'll notice now in the top right hand corner of your dashboard is that your channels list has gotten longer. If you want to broadcast onto more webcam sites, then just keep adding to that list. Now that all your channels are added, you're going to have to click on the go live button. And after about a second or so, it's going to turn red after clicking and it's going to have a counter on there saying that you're broadcasting for X amount of time. You're also going to notice in your channels list, all the toggles that were blue are now going to turn green. If they're red or amber, it means you're not streaming onto that platform and you're going to need to check what's causing the problem. If for any reason you want to stop streaming to a particular channel, just hit the toggle and turn it from green to red. And if you want to completely stop streaming to all channels, click the red stop button. And that's how easy Splitcam is to use. There's nothing difficult about using it whatsoever. If you do have trouble at the beginning where it doesn't detect your webcam or your microphone, then there is a few processes I'm going to go through now that will help you fix that problem. All that you're going to need to do is click on the plus button where it says media layers. And what will happen is a small drop down menu will pop up where it says video capture. If that's what's missing, your camera's not listed, then click on that one. If it's the microphone, then click on audio source. You would also use this method if you're changing microphone or webcam. So if you upgraded your webcam, then this is how you change your settings. So what else can you do with Splitcam? We can start by adding overlays. And these are stuff like rolling banners or pictures that you want fixed on your live stream at all times. So if you've got a tip menu that you want to add as an overlay, then click on the plus button next to media layers and select the picture that you want to add to your overlay. If for any reason you want to change your overlays and you don't want to lose what you've already got, then click on the plus button under scenes on the left hand side and you'll get a fresh canvas that you can start adding to. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful. As I said at the beginning of the video, it is a simple and easy program to use. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe and hit that notifications icon. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.